Everybody today is trying to reach the other fellow. Naming committees is a new national pastime. When three men meet on the street, one starts pounding a gavel. So let's join in and reach everybody with a humor program of common sense. Our locale for such a program is unique. It's a bowling alley, selected purposely to assure reaching the ears of an immediate audience of bowlers. There are 16 million of them, plus the fans, families, and friends of Finn Devotees. Bowling is the greatest of all year-round participating sports. The number of bowlers far exceeds the average annual attendance for both major baseball leagues. It's proposed to have a 5-minute program at an hour when people are accustomed to tune in for the news and reach them through sound, practical sense in humor. Humor is a wholesome sauce for a diet of social, political, and economic truths. It is poison to a diet of social, political, and economic untruths. When people are confused and constantly under the dictation of government and the whims of bureaucrats, they need laughter. Knowledge that a simple, humorous viewpoint is still alive. So let's put John Doe on the air in the person of Happy Felton as spokesman for the simple people in their language. Listen. Happy Felton asks, what's the score? Some people make things happen. Other people watch things happen. But the majority of people never know what happens. This is their program. It is brought to you by... That was a silent prayer for a sponsor. We now take you to the Easy Time Bowling Alley, where we find Happy Felton, spokesman for the simple people in their language, and one of the simplest men we know.
Hiya, fellas. What's the score? Hi, Fred.
Hi, Happy. Been away?
Yeah. I drove the family down to Washington to see the wife's folks. You know, that Washington is a strange town. First thing you notice is that it's full of circles. Maybe that's why it's so hard to find anybody down there who acts square. You know, Fred, somebody told me that the circles were built to defend our capital. I guess that idea didn't work, because everybody's sure been taking our capital, including the British. The only people who haven't been able to take the place are the Republicans. Ah, it's too bad, Fred. Try again. They got a lot of new buildings down there that have gone up since I was there a few years ago. My wife's folks say that the finer the buildings are on the outside, the harder it is to find out what goes on the inside. What they say about all those bureaus and agencies and commissions, you've got to be mighty dissatisfied before you can be happy in Washington. What'd you get, friend? 8?
Yeah. You know, I had an aunt from Washington that went to New York to see the World's Fair.
Well, I'll bet she remembers how they tore down the peace exhibits in the World's Fair to get steel for making bullets. I bet she could tell you that some of the exhibitions they have in Washington today are stranger than anything they ever had in that world of tomorrow. Of course, they don't have a Grover Whalen in the Capitol. But from all reports, I guess General Vaughn greets the prospects and visitors who don't know their way around. At least that's what he told one of the 900-odd Senate investigating committees.
You're up, Hap.
Thanks. You know, Fred, my wife's uncle knows a bureau chief in Washington. That's a fella who figures out how to raise the budget so that the government can hire more voters. Well, he says everybody's laughing how the Democrats run Herbert Hoover out of town in 1933, say he didn't know anything about government. Now, nearly 20 years later, they're begging him to straighten out all the snarls and tangles which have crept in since he left.
You're up, Hap. You're holding up the game.
Just a minute. These same people want the government streamlined. They want Hoover to do it. Now, you and I know that streamlining breaks winds of resistance, so I guess the Democrats decided they were creating too much wind.
Hap, it's your turn.
Both the Republicans and Democrats now say that Mr. Hoover knows more about government than anybody else, but they waited until he was 75 to say it. Of course, they knew by that time he'd have enough sense not to want to be president again. Give me a strike, Fred. I took care of all of them that time.
You sure did. You know, Hap, I hear Washington's a mighty pretty city.
Oh, it's a beautiful town, but the funny thing is, Fred, Washington is politically laid out in more ways than one.
Yeah?
Most of the avenues are named after states. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. And the ones that are named after the states with the most votes are the best located. Take Pennsylvania Avenue. It's got everything. New York Avenue splits the treasury. Kansas Avenue, way out in the woods. They sure pulled one boner, though. They put the RFC on Vermont Avenue, but the state still went Republican. And speaking of locations, Fred, you ever see the old Treasury building on Wall Street, New York?
No.
Yeah, there's a statue of George Washington there. It's a parking lot for a lot of pigeons now. Well, in Washington, the Blair House, from which the president now blares, is almost as close to the CIO as the old Treasury once was to the House of Morgan. Just goes to show you, boy, times change. Well, it's your turn, Fred. Boy, set him up in the other alley.
We'll do that, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have Happy Felton set him up in the Easy Time bowling alley tomorrow night at the same time. This is Tom Shirley, hoping you won't be too busy to join us. Good night, everybody.